Good morning. I'd like to acknowledge my co-presenters, my co-authors, Karen Munson. Raise your hand. Thank you. Thank you. Judy Reamer is not able to be with us, and Kathy Bowles are not able to be with us. But anyway, thank you so much for coming to EHRs and Accreditation, a dynamic duo for public health. I do have a couple handouts on the back table in case anybody wants some information about the Omaha system. You're welcome to take any of those. I do want to say that I have financial relationships and that I'm the author of a book about the Omaha system, and I'm a consultant and I do workshops and presentations. The objectives for our few minutes together are the following. I'd like to describe present and future drivers for EHRs and accreditation. And by the way, EHRs, electronic health records, it's a lot shorter to type on a page than that, those words, or information systems. So I'm using EHRs throughout my slides. We're going to talk about a couple ways that EHRs and accreditation are similar, and summarize some steps that public health nurses, managers, directors can take to increase EHR and accreditation success. Now, as far as I'm concerned, and of course I'm very biased, okay, the questions are not whether you're going to do EHRs and accreditation, but when you're going to do EHRs and accreditation. So to start, I'd just like to see some hands. First of all, hands for those of you who are employed in state or local health departments. Let's see hands for those. Many, many. Okay, of those, and you know, not the others, but of those, how many of you are, shall we say, on the journey for an EHR? Quite a few. That's good. How about on a journey toward accreditation? Excellent. 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 Well, again, I find that, you know, I think the journeys need to be happening. To start, I thought we'd do just a wee bit of alphabet soup. I don't know about you, but the acronyms are just out there floating, getting more and more every day. So I'd like to just do a couple of those. First of all, CHAP, C-H-A-P, Community Health Accreditation Program. This really goes back in time, and we'll come back to some dates in a second. The EHRs, I already mentioned, electronic health records. The HITECH Act, data exchange standards, etc. Again, there's a URL here if you're more interested in checking that out. There is a ton of information on the website about that. PHAB, the Public Health Accreditation Board. Again, we'll get to some more details about that. And then standardized terminologies. Specifically, the Omaha system is one of those recognized by ANA. The whole list of them are on the URL that's listed here on that particular slide. Okay, a very short run through history, parallel, I think, with EHRs and accreditation. First of all, CHAP began accrediting in 1965. And as you see, it was a joint effort between APHA and NLN. It continued to be involved with NLN for quite a few years, now has spun off and is a separate entity. In the 70s, standardized terminologies began to appear. The Omaha system among those which I will focus on. Our first federally funded research was in 1975. Then in the 1990s, there was a huge surge with EHRs happening. Companies starting to appear, vendors, software companies, and individual health departments starting to at least, you know, do some basic things with EHRs. 2004, we had the mandate for EHR adoption, again coming through what is now the Office of the National Coordinator. And I seem to be touching that, which is too sensitive. And then in 2007, PHAB, the Public Health Accreditation Board, was incorporated, and the CDC and Robert Wood Johnson are very much the reason that was able to happen. and continue to be very involved. So now we're getting very much closer to the present time. The HITECH Act that I mentioned a few minutes ago, how many of you are familiar with that term, meaningful use? Excellent. Many of you. Excellent. Excellent. For public health, there's no money. The money is limited to physicians and hospitals. For the sad reason, if you want to look at it as sad, I mean, it's like, is the glass half full or half empty? The reason those groups were selected and are reimbursed is because their adoption rate of EHRs was so low. Now get that, you know? Who gets the reward? The person that's working hard and, you know, whatever? Or the person that's sitting back not doing anything? Anyway, you go figure. But meaningful use is very important, and certainly the HITECH Act is leading to more things than simply that reimbursement. In 2011, PHAB was actually launched, and I just saw Kay Bender in the hall a minute ago. I'd sent her an email, which she hadn't had time to answer. I said, you know, I want to know the date. And, of course, they don't know for sure, but they think January or February will be their first real, you know, shall we call it, sparklers and fireworks and all sorts of celebration. 2014, an EHR adoption deadline. Now, we all know that sometimes deadlines morph, so this may not happen in 2014, but truly those of you who are in practice settings need to be realizing that there's going to be some very definite pressure out there to make things happen from the feds. And it's definitely the current way it's set up. It will be attached to money. So there's going to be penalties that will start happening if EHRs are not adopted by all practice types of settings. And then I've switched slides here. And then my last item on there is all health departments being accredited. I think, you know, I don't begin to want to guess what year that might happen. But again, I think that's very much part of our future. So let's think about both as processes or journeys and talk about a couple fundamental similarities between, again, accreditation and EHR. I think evidence-based practice is a huge piece of both. And for me, evidence-based practice, the first reason, the biggest reason, the most important thing out of the whole deal is that it can provide health, high-quality care for individuals, families, and communities. I think about it being client-centric, that patients, clients, customers, members, whatever term you tend to use, must be involved in the process, that this is not a we-they kind of situation, it's us together and these clients as partners. If you look at the PHAB materials online, they have tremendous, exceedingly well-done materials on their website. You will see that, for example, domains 3, domains 4, domains 10, all address some of these issues, including the client-centric care. Care coordination, you know, this is something Lillian Wald had all figured out, okay? But suddenly it's a new and exciting buzzword, especially coming from some of the feds. I don't know about you, but I just have to sit and kind of chuckle going, well, so you invented it now, right? Oh, well, anyway, care coordination is very much part of this whole thing. We want to have the work based on research and best practice. We want to be able to describe assessment, interventions, outcomes. We need and want standards of practice, not so prescriptive that it puts public health nurses, public health social workers, whoever they are, into little boxes, turns them into robots. That's not the idea at all. They need to be thinking, creative people every single day of their professional lives. But at the same time, they need to have some standards of practice. And of course, the interdisciplinary practice and communication. So, quantify documentation, what is it about? I think it's about standardized terminologies. I don't think you can have measurement, and we are talking about quantification here. I don't think you can have measurement without some standardized terminologies. You have to be able to count assessment, interventions, outcomes. You have to describe them and then count them. That means point of care systems, and it does mean staff running around with laptops, PDAs, whatever it is. That's part of the whole deal. We need to be documenting the effectiveness and efficiency and measuring performance against standards. I think in both, with accreditation and with EHRs, there has to be extensive commitment. So I've titled this slide Commitment to really, you know, help you get that message from me. That means strategic planning. That means leadership from the top, okay? It means extensive work and focus. It means teamwork across the health department. So it's not just top CEO or health officer or whatever the title is. It's all the way up and down the organization. Resources, there's costs involved, considerable costs. I was noticing on the PHAB website, and you know, if you want to take a little gulp and you haven't looked, go take a look and see what's involved, because it's very much there. Continuous quality improvement. It's not enough to either purchase and implement an EHR or get accredited that first round, etc. It's something that goes on and on. So for just a couple seconds, I'd like to talk about Maine. They're a favorite group of mine for several reasons. They had a goal, and that goal was to establish excellence. In 1999, they started their Omaha system journey. In other words, electronic health records, and even at the same time started talking about accreditation. They didn't have data, and their director said, we've either got to be able to quantify our data, to quantify our work, quantify our practice, to describe it to others, or we're going to evaporate. In 2002, they established a project coordinator for the EHR, and my colleague, the director, etc., would comment regularly at meetings and say, everybody needs a PAM, because PAM was the name of that coordinator. She had been a public health nurse and became in that role and now has evolved. She's completed a master's in informatics and is a true techie in addition to a public health nurse, so she can be the liaison with the software company, etc. I think it's a marvelous situation. But at the same time, their PHNs, their managers, their administrators all started increasing their skills as they were using the EHR, starting to use it for home visits, for school visits, clinics, with many, many types of groups. So in 2008 and 9, they started their work with CHAP and accreditation, knowing the value of EHRs and reports. They wanted a decision support system. They wanted to describe and quantify care, scheduling, med reconciliation, billing, the whole nine yards. And then Pam co-authored and is totally responsible for an article, wanting to find their voice, to be able to say, this is us, this is what we do, this is what we're about, and to collaborate with other health departments within the state health department, and to dream. But dreams were not just built on air, etc. They were built on very specific goals and plans. EHRs, I think there are many, many, many challenges, but I think there are tremendous opportunities, and again, I challenge each of you to do what you can to move this process along. Thank you very much.